Hey, Side Hustle School listeners, let's talk about the Midwest car parts mogul. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Throwback Thursday, a weekly segment where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, today, specifically, we're going to hear from a car parts reseller in Missouri. He's been growing his side hustle all the way to six figures. Last week, it was a Las Vegas local. She helps tourists save on their visits to the city. Profitable business for her, bringing up to $5,000 a month part-time. But of course, today, from Las Vegas to Missouri, what can we learn from Tom's story? So let's just hand it over to him. Let him tell the story. Tom, what do you got for us? How's life in Missouri? Tell us about your car parts reselling side hustle.
Hey there, folks. Tom from Missouri, smack in the middle of the Midwest. For the past few years, I've been enjoying the world of car parts reselling. And boy, what a ride it's been. I want to give you an update in the middle stage of my journey, where the rubber really meets the road. When I started, I was mostly scouring junkyards and online marketplaces for car parts. It was a hit or miss kind of a thing. Fast forward a couple years, and my business model has evolved. I started forming relationships with local mechanics and auto repair shops, negotiating deals to buy parts in bulk. Why let those valuable components sit around, gathering rust, when they could be put to good use? Here's a tip for you. Learn to develop an eye for high-demand parts that are easier to store and ship. I found a niche in alternators and starters. They sell quickly and can be stored easily in my garage. I implemented a tiered pricing system, offering discounts on bulk purchases. This brought in local auto shops as repeat customers. The whole idea was to make it a win-win. Shops got a good deal, and I moved inventory quickly. One summer, I struck gold at an estate sale. An old mechanic was retiring, and he had a treasure trove of vintage car parts. I bought the whole lot, cleaned them up, listed them online. It was risky, given the investment, but man, did it pay off. One guy even drove three states over to pick up a set of 1960s carburetors. That's when I knew I'd hit a sweet spot. Something that really helped me in this stage was adopting barcode scanning technology. No more manual logging. Each part that comes in gets scanned and inventoried, making my life a heck of a lot easier and reducing errors. Another piece of advice? Keep your customer service game strong. I've always been the handshake and look you in the eye kind of guy. But in this digital age, I had to translate that into prompt email replies, fast shipping, and an easy returns policy. It's brought me good reviews, and it feels good too. The key takeaway for anyone wanting to get in this business is adaptability. You need to understand not just car parts, but people too. Whether it's forming relationships with suppliers or understanding customer needs, it's all part of the engine that keeps this business running smoothly. Thanks for listening to my update. I look forward to hearing yours.
Big thanks to Tom for sharing those updates with us. Car parts, reselling, there's so many different reselling businesses that we featured, and there's always something you can learn, some little tip or approach that's a little bit different depending on the industry, the category, the method, or the platform. Some people are selling a lot of stuff on Facebook Marketplace these days. It's weird because some people are not using Facebook or kind of anti-Facebook for, you know, all sorts of reasons, very valid reasons. But Facebook Marketplace kind of exists as a category of itself. So I've just noticed that it's a very active community and very successful community for reselling. Just a little side note there as we close out the episode. Anyway, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, over 2,500 total episodes so far. Thank you for that. I really appreciate your support. You're the reason we make the podcast. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. And of course, much more is coming up. New episode tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. Thank you.
from the Onward Project.